This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I need you to perform an exorcism of my daughter.
In the summer of 2009...
Nothing to be nervous about.
A documentary film crew captured...
Can you hear me?
...what few have ever seen.
Do you hear that? Demon, cast yourself out.
Run!
What is she doing?
I don't know.
If you saw the truth... Would you believe it?
No. Well, that's the trailer from a new film called The Last Exorcism. If you've ever seen it on television, it is it promises to be a movie that will make you afraid of the dark. Of course, exorcism movies are all the rage nowadays. There have been a number recently, and a number are supposed to be coming out to the big screen. The movie poster is a woman bent back in some form of submission, the words The Last Exorcism, and above it says, "Believe in Him." Who is Him? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Thursday afternoon, September the 2nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's show getting a review of The Last Exorcism. Pastor Scott Stiegemeyer will be our guest. Then in about 15 minutes, we'll get Dr. William Hurlbut's thoughts on a recent story and editorial from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. They are saying that it will set science back, that it is to the chagrin of scientists that we don't have federal funding for embryonic stem cell research as President Obama would like us to have. Then, in the last half hour, we'll have Gretchen Pasentino respond to a very peculiar and novel argument about abortion coming from the London Times. It says that it is the lesser of two evils. A woman has a real human being in her womb, and it is the taking of a human life to abort this child, and yet the woman's right to choose outweighs the child's right to life. And for her to have an abortion is really the lesser of two evils. How do we respond to this? We'll talk about that with Gretchen Pasentino in about 35 minutes here on Issues Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or a tweet at IssuesETC. Pastor Scott Stiegemeyer is pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Elmhurst, Illinois. He joins us to review the movie The Last Exorcism. Scott, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. It's great to be here.
The tagline of the movie is "Believe in Him." Who's Him?
Well, that's an excellent question, and that's part of what I kind of get at in a review I wrote. When you look at the movie poster, that tagline is situated just above a small crucifix on the wall. So on the one level, it certainly, I think, is referring to God, but it could also be referring to the devil. The movie basically addresses the question of, if you believe in God, you should believe in the devil, and if you believe in the devil, you should believe in God.
Without giving away too much of the plot or spoiling it, what's the story of The Last Exorcism?
Yeah, I won't spoil it. It's about a Pentecostal sort of pastor. A lot of exorcism movies deal with Catholic priests. This one is a revivalist type pastor in the Deep South who has been doing exorcisms and is well known for doing exorcisms. But he's a charlatan. He's a total phony, a fraud, and he decides that he wants to sort of out himself, and he hires a documentary film crew to go along with him on his last exorcism, where he is going to show that that it's all a fake. But in his last exorcism that he's doing, he encounters what appears to be a real demonic presence, and it goes from there.
So how would you review it? What would be your thoughts after having viewed The Last Exorcism, Scott?
Well, I think that on the one hand, it's very intriguing to me as a Christian and as a pastor, because the Gospels have exorcisms in them. You can't read the Gospels. Jesus was an exorcist. The apostles were exorcists. So when I see the culture producing films about Christians performing exorcisms, I'm interested. And I think that, you know, as a pastor and as a Christian, I want to know what they're trying to say. This movie, I thought, was compared to other Hollywood films that with occult themes, is pretty good. I mean, I think that it definitely is grist for some hearty discussion in a youth group or a college age group or people that are interested in film discussion.
Is it an accurate depiction of, and we, you know, base this upon what we encounter by way of demon possession exorcism and the exorcisms in the New Testament, does this film more or less accurately depict that entire scenario? That is, the devil as subordinate to God ultimately, what the devil does by way of or can do by way of possession or oppression, and what a real exorcism is.
Yeah, I mean it's accurate to a point, and you know there is some Hollywood sort of liberty taking as you might expect, but in terms of the final battle, you know, the final question of God versus the devil, I'd have to say that it actually is a little bit ambiguous, and it lets the reader sort of determine. And I can't really explain that much further without giving away what is intended to be a surprise ending. You know, frequently in a lot of other exorcism films I've seen, they do kind of come out with, you know, a lot of shock and awe, a lot of Hollywood gimmicks and tricks to really be good theater. And but the, you know, generally speaking, Christ prevails. In that sense, it's accurate. There's a lot of you know, showbiz going on too. But you know, the Gospels portray a young man who keeps, you know, throwing himself into the fire and frothing at the mouth, and the Gadarene demoniac who had the ability to break chains, and he was living in tombs and was naked. And I mean, so there does, and they all often have supernatural knowledge. So I mean, I think that these movies, and this one's no exception, they pull from the Gospels and then just kind of magnify them.
Why do you think it is that exorcism movies, there are several coming out, why do you think they're back as a genre?
Yeah, they're very popular right now. Within the last few years, there have been a couple that have been, I think, pretty good or intriguing anyway. And there's a few more in the pipeline, including in the Discovery Channel is also developing a series on a Vatican-approved demonologist in America. And so there is a renewed interest. Partly it's just because people are often fascinated with the supernatural. You know, these things seem to go in cycles. But again, as Bible-believing Christians, I don't want to go off the deep end, and I think that can happen. People do become sort of overwhelmed with these, you know, obsessions. But I think as Bible-believing Christians, we do believe in the reality of the demonic and of course, Christ's victory over that.
The genre is also, I think, kind of since Blair Witch Project, to depict horror in this faux reality. The documentary, the faux documentary as well. Does it succeed in just in terms of kind of being a scary movie?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not as scary as a lot of, if you're a horror film fan, if someone out there is, this is not going to be. It's rated PG-13. Actually, I was expecting it to be, I went in knowing a little bit about the producer and some of his previous work. I was expecting a lot more than what there was. It was understated. This movie was understated, except for at key points. Some people, the ending is quite controversial. I found it to be fairly effective. I wouldn't say it was great, but I think it was okay. It was pretty good. Definitely discussion provoking.
Do you think Christians should view horror films, especially given what you said about the fact that you can't read through the New Testament without running into one exorcism after another?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know if I would say Christians should go see it, but I think that it's, we should be aware of it. We should know what the culture is saying about, you know, this is Christian doctrine. It's also reality. And Hollywood may get some of it distorted, but we don't do ourselves or the church or the gospel any favors by acting as if we're just materialists and live in a materialist universe and that there are no other spiritual beings besides human beings.
You obviously would not, I mean, even though it's PG-13, you obviously would have some recommendation about if someone's going to go see this, what age they ought to be.
Yeah, I think that they should be, I mean, an older teen or something, and of course a parent's going to be able to make the judgment of the maturity of their child. It's not nearly, you know, when you look at these things on a scale, it's not nearly as profane or, you know, offensive, if you will. But I don't know how you could depict demonic infestation or possession without there being things that are hard to watch. And there is some of that, but it's not as much as, you know, other movies of the same genre.
Should Christians expect exorcism movies to follow the New Testament script, so to speak?
I don't know if that's a realistic expectation. I think that to some extent they're going to draw on the New Testament like they draw on other, you know, works of literature, so to speak. They're going to draw on popular novels, John Grisham novels and Stephen King books, and the New Testament, because it's popular and it's got some great stories in it. Sometimes, though, these filmmakers, like Scott Derrickson, the director of Emily Rose, are Christians themselves. And so they may, you know, they may, while they're trying to entertain and they're trying to make a living in the industry, sometimes they also want to try and convey truth or provoke discussion that will lead to, you know, real enlightenment, so to speak.
Folks, you can read Pastor Scott Stiegemeyer's review of the film The Last Exorcism under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Pastor Scott Stiegemeyer is pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Elmhurst, Illinois. Scott, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back on this Thursday afternoon, September the 2nd, we'll be talking with Dr. William Hurlbut, physician and consulting professor of neuroscience at the Neuroscience Institute at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. He's a former member of the President's Council on Bioethics. We're bringing him along to respond to a recent St. Louis Post-Dispatch story and editorial about federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Dr. William Hurlbut, after this.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Are you looking for a new devotional resource? Well, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is titled God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase God Grant It by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Christ-centered, cross-focused devotional resource, God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.